Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. As Rekul says, huge show with lots of potential. Yeah, I mean, we had the mugshot of Trump revealed yesterday. A mugshot that was revealed while I was on Richard Spencer's show on Substack. In fact, there's a free sample that just came out from yesterday's discussion with Richard Spencer. We talked about January 6th. He's very traumatized by January 6th, Richard Spencer. And I was trying to appeal them to understand, look, guys, relax. You know, it was just a bunch of weirdos in the Capitol. Yes, perhaps some individuals in that crowd had insurrection intent, but it's like, it doesn't lead one to believe that Trump should be held responsible. And, you know, it makes me think of Richard Spencer himself. He was found civilly liable for things that a crowd did, that he was found to have incited that crowd. It's unfair. I stood by Richard Spencer back then, and I would stand by Donald Trump today. It's not because you tell a crowd to go protest that everything that they do is on you. That's not how criminal law works. It may be. You may make arguments in civil law of that kind. Like, your actions have consequences, even if you didn't intend these consequences. But it's not what Trump is getting. Trump is currently in criminal proceedings. And there's the question of intent that is completely being disregarded by his persecutors. Firestarter says, should have the mugshot on campaign posters, but which red, white, and blue colored? Well, there it is, the stern look of Donald Trump. The reaction was shocking as it came live. And I was analyzing this with Richard Spencer. It is a very dark look, very pissed off. I mean, it's the kind of look of the boss who fires you, the boss who's not happy about what you've done, the dad, the father figure who is discontent, who expresses his discontent about your behavior. I was shocked and I was finding it very rough as a picture, but when you think about it, it is just what Donald Trump has been for years. He's been like this for years. A stern look. I'm not happy about what you've done. It reminds me of the moment he caught someone cheating in The Apprentice, and he looked at him in a way like, I'm so disappointed in you. You know, and he said something like, you know, the current economic crisis, it's exactly because of people like you. He said something along those lines. And the guy had just cheated in a TV show, but Trump was referring to the cheating that happens in our economy. And I think it's the same Trump that we're looking at here. It's a Trump looking at the legal system and saying, you guys are all cheating right now, and you're going to get caught. Yeah, I think it's a beautiful picture, and it's a historic picture. People have been sharing it, 200 million views on Donald Trump's account, because Donald Trump came back to X to post it, one of these moments where he was released from posting exclusively on Truth Social, I suppose. And someone posted this video, we are so back, raw egg nationalist. What a hilarious video. It's unbelievable that a guy who's captured on camera in a 4:3 dimension indicating old cable TV filming format. It's amazing that a guy has had so much presence in mainstream 80s, 90s type of TV productions, that you can make a clip like this about him.
Napoleon, Alexander the Great, Donald Trump, we're all cut from the same cloth, and that cloth is very, very large.
It's not too big, is it?
Hey.
Hey, yourself.
Oh man, those were the days of television where beauty was the standard. Holy shit, was this good. I mean, not that I like this hairstyle, but you can see that they were featuring beautiful women, and that was the standard. You had to be that beautiful to be on TV.
It's wrong, isn't it?
But it feels so right.
Then it's a deal. I put together some really impressive deals. I like that.
Go big or go home.
Donald Trump.
A black butler, why not?
You know, you're really beautiful.
Man, the selection that there had to be. Like, you had to be an 8, 9, 10 out of 10 to be on TV. Now they're proud to show you a 2 out of 10 on TV. They're proud to show you to be inclusive of the fat inclusivity movement.
A woman that looks like that has to have her own special set.
Yeah, I don't understand why Trump was eating the crust first. Maybe it was an inside joke in this ad. I have no idea of the context. Why would you eat a pizza from the crust? Maybe it meant like, you are so beautiful that I don't even care about the sense of my pizza. Maybe it's like, your beauty reverts my world up and down, so I am so confused that I eat the pizza in reverse.
Thank you very much.
Donald owns this restaurant.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, listen. Are you bagging her?
Huh? Are
you? You just not. Well, call me,
Liz. Oh. Look at this right here on the street. It's Donald Trump.
What are you, morons?
Set for tonight, Mr. Trump. I wonder what Trump's game is this time. Trump's got a new game. Trump's got a new deal. What's your game, Donald? Heard about Trump's new deal?
Mr. Trump, you said that on June 27th,
I can't believe this guy ended up being the president. And now this guy is on a Georgia mugshot by a black supremacist attorney general. Mixing two stories here. The allies of Trump are getting sued by black supremacist attorney generals in Elon Musk being targeted by the justice system also. And I think that the reason I'm mixing it in my head is I think it's all the same phenomenon. And I woke up this morning, I didn't even know that there would be exposition of old statements of the black attorney general who's suing SpaceX. And I already knew I wanted to talk about this problem, because there is a massive problem in America right now with black attorney generals. Let's face it. That is a problem. It's not that black people couldn't have possibly be fair attorney general. It's probably that the people who end up in these positions have been favored by a system that probably wanted to diversify. And in that process, it has selected perhaps the most militant, the most activist black attorney general. And they end up intent on using their power to leverage as political bullying. That is what's happening in America right now. that is a big problem because they have the whole law in their hand. And that was the strategy of George Soros when he started realizing, why would I donate to political campaigns when I can shortcut the whole system by controlling who applies the law and who applies it and when? If you can just control this, who cares what the law is? If you can control the level of scrutiny, and if you can control whether it will be applied in a case or not, then you basically have political power over the law. You can make 100 laws, or you can make however many laws you want. It doesn't matter if it doesn't get applied or if it gets applied to only your political enemies. The strategy of George Soros has totally worked to take over America. He felt a weakness. He looked at the political system, everyone throwing their money at campaigns. And he said, that's a waste of money. I'm going to throw my money at district attorney campaigns. We're going to make sure that there are pissed off Marxists in power. And we're going to shortcut power such that even the politicians won't know why this is going on. The politicians are voting their laws, and the district attorney general below them are just deciding when to apply these laws. Shrigma Mail sends a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, JF, my ex-girlfriend that is 8 out of 10 wants me to come back. What should I do? An 8 out of 10 is a good shot for you. It depends. Was she painful? Was she, hard to endure? If not, it's good to return. If she's a woman of value, she might, if she accepts to kind of see her leaving you as an error, she might be less likely to make that error. Unless she's totally insane and that she was making you suffer mentally, if she's at least average mentally and 8 out of 10 physically, I would definitely consider, if you're available. There's no reason not to return, really. You have to make the decision like a robot. A robot wouldn't... There's the fallacy of sunk cost, see? The thing is, any decision you make at time t equals zero has nothing to do with your past. Your past is only a feeder of information in your decision-making. Yes, you can learn from the past. But at time T, here's an 8 out of 10 woman. If you had an 8 out of 10 woman at a bar, you would date her. So why wouldn't you date your ex? Well, the only situation in which you don't go back is if you've learned something about her that is so unbearable that she's really not worth the mental trouble. So totally go back with her, and don't hold it against her, and don't just be ignorant of the past. If you go back with her, you have to leave all of this behind, not particularly bring it back in her face as an error constantly. Maybe just one time. Shrigma Mail says she has a 4 out of 10 on the mental side. But I don't know what that means. Does that mean she's insane, batshit insane? Does that mean... I mean, 4 out of 10 on the mental... Or does that mean she's 4 out of 10 in terms of intelligence? I don't know. But, like, you have to face the fact that she's crazy when she drinks. Well, the thing is, women who are crazy when they drink, they are just crazy. It's just the crazy woman that you see when she drinks is her true self. She just has layers of inhibition that she's capable of deploying when she's not drunk. That is what's happening. She's highly intelligent. Yeah, I would definitely don't allow her to drink, says Real Base Talk. And she will thank you for this. Be the alpha male in this relationship. And there are relationships where I've said no drugs, no alcohol. You are barred from it because I've seen you know, I've seen the effect of it on you, and that's not how I want you to be. That's not how I love you. And if you want your liberty to drink, it's going to be without me. You can and should definitely say this, because she will be thankful in a couple of years from now. She will not be pissed at you. She might be pissed at you for a month or two, because her addiction will come out. And she's going to be like, oh, yeah, I really would want to drink now. But you're going to be there to impose the law of the man. And she will thank you for doing this long term. Again, I have forgot to plug my button software. I have to make it an automatic Windows thing. John Drake says, I always ban my woman from drinking. Oh, yeah, it's like when you're open and young. I've been young and I've been. Why would I control my woman like this? If she wants to drink, why shouldn't she drink? But the fact is, women are terrible drinkers. They become irresponsible. They do some crazy stuff. They're really ridiculous to look at when they drink. So, yes, it's much better that way. I've learned that with time. It's like, yeah, maybe in theory, everyone would be mature enough to drink, and we wouldn't care, and we would let our woman drink. But in practice, we live at the bottom of the world. We're the descendants of monkeys, and we go back to monkey selves. And you can see this when people drink. They go back to the level of idiocy of the general population. Trick Mamel says, I DM'd the photo of her. She's too cute to not accept her back, in my opinion. Well, go for it. Go for it. And, you know, yeah, just go back and just be a super male in that new relationship and kind of be a little more detached, perhaps. And she's going to have a new respect for you, a new authoritarian male that comes in her life to fix her. Yeah, go for her. And explain to her that you want a family, and so you're not into losing time. So here's what, because she's putting the ball in your camp. She made an error. She left you, and she demands you back. So she has to listen to you here. You have leverage on her the way you would never have had if she didn't leave you. Because now she's the one requesting. So you go back to her and you use this opportunity to make her feel a little guilty about the time that you've lost and say, hey, my time is precious. First, I want to be a provider. I want to work. And second, I want to build a family. And really, I have no time for on and off and party and not party. I want to make a family. And every second that you spend with me is a test about whether you're a proper mother. So will you be that person to me? Will you be the person that I can trust with my babies? And make it clear like that, she's going to love it. Long term, she's going to love it. She might take it as a shock initially, but long term, she's going to love it because you're going to be the man who, through your glasses, through your lens, she saw herself as a mother. Shrink Mamel says, I'll tell her I don't want her to drink again. She's much better when she's sober. Perfect. Do it and report on your success or failures, as you've been for so many months now. It's amazing to see your love life. So terrible that we have to go through all this. There should just be a system. You pick up a number, you know, these rolling pieces of paper. You rip one. You have number 89. There's a woman number 89. You marry her forever. She's bound to you. And she has to ask you to withdraw money from your bank account if she wants to buy anything. This should be the way it is, but we have to go through all this fucking crap. Breaking: the United States Drug Enforcement Administration accidentally sent $50,000 of seized crypto to a scammer. unbelievable. When you see these amounts of Bitcoin going to scammer wallets, you're like, oh, what kind of boomer? You know, what kind of boomer received a message from an Arabian prince and decided to send Bitcoin as requested? No, we have people in our government doing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to send 50,000. They seize the crypto of people and they can't even keep it. They get scammed with it. Was it an employee? Was it that they were careless with the hiding of the keys? That's why government seizing crypto is really, really bad, because they're fucking irresponsible with it. They keep your seed keys in some document at the court where everyone can see. All they have to do is look at the 20 words, 12 words, record them in their mind, and there you go. You lost your crypto. The government should never seize crypto, precisely because incompetence is what leads to the loss of crypto, and the government is professional at incompetence. The U.S. Treasury and the IRS proposed more regulations on the sales of Bitcoin and crypto by brokers in an effort to crack down on tax cheats, stifling innovation yet again. The proposed rules require brokers of digital assets to adhere to stringent tax reporting standards. All trouble, all slowing down the crypto world, all giving trouble where there needs not be. And none of this will give people a guarantee. None of this will give people a protection if they lose crypto. So you're still down to, you have to trust the company, or they can fuck you at any time if they hold your crypto. But with a layer of government on top of it, that's draining energy from that company. Just in, Visa suspends issuing new Binance card while MasterCard ends a pact. Binance is getting kicked off the American market. And it's so sad. They were the most honest. I've never had trouble with them. They have to leave Canada. They're now leaving. They're in the U.S., but they're getting canceled financially. And that is so sad, because Binance will only be replaced by people who will take more fees from you. It can only be. Binance had the lower fees in the business. That is so sad what the government is doing with crypto. They're trying to convert it into the cartel that everything else is. The farmers, you know, they're stuck with the slaughterhouse cartel. They have to go to the slaughterhouse that's government inspected, that's government approved, and eventually the slaughterhouse charges more and more by the pound, and eventually they're the ones making money from your beef. That is what government does. It instaurates a arbitrary cartel that favors its own, that favors its friends. And then they make it the only legal path, and they attack all the alternative paths. Now you've destroyed competition, and now the prices rise and rise. That's exactly what we're going to get. We're going to have to pay 3 or 4% to enter or exit the crypto market when we could do it at basically zero with Binance. Basically, I was buying Bitcoin for friends of mine, and basically I was starting with $2,000 of them, and I was ending with exactly $2,000 of Bitcoin for them. Now we're gonna have, oh well, you started with $2,000, we take a 3% fee here, or you get a 6% fee here, and we're going to end up with $1,700 in the real business. That really sucks. A masked 15-year-old gets shot by an officer for having a BB gun. Well, that's how the tweet presents it. But The officer doesn't have to believe you that it's a BB gun. The officer ultimately will have to make a decision based on whether you're trying to grab that BB gun. And it's not an argument you can have when there's a gun with a live bullet pointed at you. It's not an argument to have that, oh, well, it's okay if I pull my gun because that's just a BB gun. No, it's not okay. It's not okay to even move your hand toward your cell phone. There's a fucking gun pointed at you. You raise your hand, you follow the instruction of the police officer. So see, he raised his hand. He has a mask. I mean, if I'm a police officer, clear, there's a guy here hiding his identity with a mask, and he has a gun in his belt. If he reaches for that gun, I'm not going to think, oh, well, maybe it's a BB gun, you know? Maybe it's not a lethal weapon.
Get your hands up. Stop.
Why would you reach for the BB gun? Look at him arguing. It's a BB gun. Let me reach for it.
Get your hands up. Stop.
The problem is you've put your hand such that if it's a real gun, you're at 1 second away from killing that policeman. And we've seen it. It's just how fast it goes. You have your hand on your gun. So it's really just this movement and the policeman is dead. So he has to protect his life. It doesn't matter that it's a BB gun.
Get your hands up. Stop.
Poor Adam 11, I got shots fired. Poor Adam 11.
Oh, wow. Shrink my mail as a Corolla. He says, I pull up in my Corolla that I paid in cash. Wow. What an alpha. Shrink my mail is scoring 8 out of 10s. He's breaking their heart when they leave him. They're like, I want some of him back. And he comes back in his Toyota Corolla. That is absolutely awesome. If you have a Toyota Corolla that you paid cash, you're good. Especially if you bought it new, you're good for a long time. Those are durable Japanese car, perfect for charming the other sex. Go Away says, another JF bootlicking the police episode, and on the day Trump's mugshot is released too, for shame. Well, bootlicking the police. I defend the right of police to self-defense. Call it bootlicking if you'd like. Look at this narcissistic, abusive mother. This narcissistic, abusive mother is selling her very withdrawn daughter on testosterone. Look at the dynamics of this relationship between a mother who has convinced apparently not only her daughter to start testosterone treatment to become a man. Well, that's how they present it, that testosterone will make you become male. Not only this, but she's into this whole social media thing of telling the story of it, telling the story of how she is giving hormonal hormones to her own daughter.
Hola. He's excited to be here. Marshall, do you want to do a week 4 on testosterone?
Week 4, the same.
Week 4, the same. that doesn't seem like someone very engaged in this process. And look at the narcissism here. She cares about people will see me. People will see how good of a mother I am. Look at the eyes. Those are crazy eyes if I've ever seen.
How are you feeling?
The same.
Feeling the same. So all this bullshit you told yourself about, oh, this will keep my own daughter from committing suicide. She's feeling exactly the same. That doesn't seem to me like someone who has had their lives improved.
Any effects? Anything changing?
Look at these lips. Those are the lips of terror. You know, if you go to hell, you see lips like this forever.
Not really. Yeah.
Any change? Not really. Anything you feel? Not really. The mother says yes. That's the leftist. I want to acknowledge that you have not yet felt the wonders that I'm giving you.
Any high points? Any good things?
Any high points? Any good things? Not really. Well, well, well. You know, if you've been 4 months, if you've been 4 weeks on a medical treatment of any kind, and it's not improving your life, you have to ask the... Of course, they never ask this question specifically in the transgender domain. It's like a barred question. Hey, maybe it's not the right path for me. No, you have to continue with the treatment. You'll see when you get your beard, you're going to feel better.
Any bad points?
Not really.
Are we struggle busting a little bit with the injection?
What the fuck? Are we struggle busing? This is childish. This is fascinating. It's childish language. Are we struggle busing? This is the kind of thing you would say in front of a child. And this person is a child, but they're getting an adult treatment of some sort, a treatment that is meant to change their sense of sex and gender. Okay, so if your daughter is struggle busing when you inject your testosterone in her, and you're trying to present this situation to the whole world through social media, you have a problem in your head.
So, like, it's the anxiety of doing it.
People who need a medication, they don't feel anxiety when it comes. Let me tell you, any medication I've taken in my life, I've been happy to take it. I was like, oh yeah, now I need it. It's been 24 hours. I'm happy to take it because it makes me better. If there's a medication that you're struggle busing with, you might want to consider stopping it.
A little bit of a struggle bus.
And this whole struggle busing is such a reductive term. You are destroying the ability of your children to make children. You are narcissistically denying them the pleasure that you had of parenting. And you're doing this at a time when they cannot possibly perceive what they will be missing from life when they find out that they can't have children.
Don't want to talk about it.
Don't want to talk about it. Maybe it's time to ask this before you start the social media video.
But you start school next.
Well, Real Based Talk says struggle busing. What does that mean? I don't even know that it has a defined term. But it's kind of a childish way to... I suppose I just learned about these words, but I'm not an English person, but I understand that what it means is, you're feeling, we're having a little trouble doing it. It's hard to do. You know, you're feeling a struggle going through this. It's a childish way to say, oh, you kind of don't want to do something. It kind of pisses you off.
Next week?
Yeah.
High school with testosterone. So you're going to be like on equal playing field with all the other like pubescent boys.
And look at the way the mother uses like she's a child. Like. You're going to be like equal to all of the other boys. No, she won't. She certainly won't. She doesn't have the body constitution of the other boys, which would allow her to be equal to them in physical performance.
That's exciting.
Man, these mothers need to be put in jail. They are just dangerous. This is the kind of person that family courts trust the most to handle their children.
Yeah. Things to look forward to with that?
No. Doesn't look forward to school. School with testosterone doesn't seem to be exciting to this person. I mean, it wouldn't for me. It wouldn't be for me, so I can understand.
What's the one thing you are really looking forward to with your testosterone, like the impacts?
Voice change and facial.
This is a perfect illustration of the correlation between autism and the trans identity epidemic that we have seen. I mean, it's been told again and again by people who work at these clinics. The young girls who come to us are more autistic, and they're really reserved, and it tells you that ultimately they are being exploited by a kind of cultural meme that their antisocial brain doesn't quite know how to handle. So looking forward for voice change and physical change.
You want a studly beard like your dad? Yeah, you're so much hotter than him.
She just said you'll be so much hotter than your dad. When you have a beard, you will be hotter than your dad.
You want a studly beard like your dad? Yeah. You'll be so much hotter than him.
Oh my God. This raises the possibility that this woman, I don't know if they are still in a marriage or if they are divorced, this woman may be doing all of this on social media to send a message to her ex-husband. Look at her smile. This is a smile of a woman who's looking back at her ex and seeing, hey, your daughter is going to be hotter than you. Not only am I using a young human being to come back at you, I'm depriving her of a line of descent, and therefore I'm depriving you of a line of descent. But I want you to know as I look at the camera that I'm smiling at it. And she'll be hotter than you when she has a beard. Because she will illustrate my barring of your line of descent. It stops with you. That is what this smile means here. Ariel Suarez says, absolutely evil. I mean, this is the incarnation of evil on earth. Joel Surratt says, she's scoring woke points. That's what it is, JF, at the detriment of her daughter. Sick shit, man. Yes, that's certain. But my theory is even worse. I think that she's scoring woke point while getting back at her ex-husband. That's if they are divorced.
I think keep it like shorter so not quite
as big. See, it's a childish project of, oh yeah, I'd like to have a decision on my beard. And as long as I'm a woman, I can't decide on my beard. I'm going to have access now. And it's a whole capricious desire to say, all right, I'm gonna have a project for my beard. I want it to be that long. It's very hard to choose the length of a beard. Once your beard grows, and I'm not saying that to this person, but to men in general, I think we all understand that there are certain facial hair that will be nice as a long beard. There are certain facial hair that don't grow well, and if you keep them as a long beard, it's kind of weird or annoying.
Stubbly,
not quite that short.
Yeah, go away is one of these guys. He says some guys can't even grow a proper beard. Will this girl definitely be able to grow a beard if she keeps taking tea? Exactly, that's what I meant. I mean, a lot of guys don't have the luxury of having this hipster, super sharp beard that they decide the length of. I'm sure I could, because, I mean, I have to shave very often to keep my beard short. But yeah, it's not a luxury that everyone can afford.
Clean. I dig it. It's a hot look.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's not healthy parenting to be obsessed about hotness of your children. It's okay to plan for them to be healthy, to grow healthy and not be too fat, but it's not a healthy social relationship to reduce everything you do with them to, oh yeah, you're going to be hot. It's sending them the wrong signals. They'll be hot or they won't be hot. But if I see a mother like this constantly bringing it back, what I see as a child who interprets this, I see insecurity. Why is she always talking to me about being hot? Is it because she's afraid that I won't be hot? Is it because, it's something that I have to aspire to, but I'm not quite hot right now? And you are destroying the confidence of the solidity of the parental bond when you do this. It's like, oh yeah, well, what if I'm not hot? What? Is my mother suddenly hating me, or is that a failure? You have to have a stronger parental bond to your child than the physical appearance aspect. So in general, absolutely pathological behavior, very dangerous, and yet these people walk among us and they have child custody all of the time. Spindly Opinion says the mom has crazy eyes, Munchausen. Absolutely, yes. Dead Star sends a super chat. He says, JF, something that's interesting to notice in your cup shoot video is the trend of inner city kids wearing balaclavas. This says, I'm ready for gangsterism / anarchy at a moment's notice, and you will never catch me. I think it really blew up during COVID. Yeah, I mean, there's always been some of this. It's always been the case that hiding your facial identity was a way to commit crimes, to run away from police, and to not be caught by cameras. And what COVID allowed is that these people could blend in by making it look like a legitimate thing. So there were so many people with masks that you wouldn't assume anymore that someone with a mask is a criminal. But it's often what someone has to assume. And certainly if you're a policeman, and not only the guy has a mask, but he's reaching for a gun in his belt, you just have to assume that the worst case scenario, that it's not a BB gun, that he's about to shoot you. Shrigmamel sends a super chat. He says, JF, I did some more digging on the refugee policies in America. I found out the Republican states, such as North Dakota, take more refugees per capita. I saw during the debate, no one talked about the U.S. refugee policy. They only talked about illegal immigration. Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why I said what's going to be happening tonight is a big loss for the right and for the question of demographics, because I knew this is a question we're losing on. We had made progress through our through media and through Trump, indirectly. We had made progress on the demographics question. It was now something that we could talk about. It was now something that we could debate between 2016 and 2020. But the Democrats are back in full control, not only because they control the left of America, but in a way they have succeeded at kicking out this question from the window of mainstream. And they're trying to crystallize this by kicking Trump forever from the presidency. But yeah, it is a problem, legal immigration, that must be talked about. It is not just illegal immigration that is wrong. Legal immigration is also problematic because it changes your demographics just as much as illegal immigration. X is updating about video and media improvements. Elon Musk was retweeting this. What we've done up to now, long videos. Premium subscribers can post up to 2 hours. Media studio now available. Ability to download video from your timeline to your camera roll in X Premium, an enable-disable download option for videos you post, auto-captioning of popular videos, AirPlay support to stream your videos to your TV, pick-and-pick playback to allow you to watch videos while scrolling your timeline, video controls like playback speed, double tap to fast-forward, improved live broadcasting quality from mobile, speak in and co-host a space on web. Ah, I didn't know this. So that means we could now connect my audio, I suppose. We could connect my computer audio to this, because that was one of the big problems with Spaces. I had to have a cell phone connecting to my studio, and it was a mess. There was no good audio option that I could bring quality audio to you guys. But if that's true, that we can now hold Spaces from the web, that would mean well, where is it in my, how could I hold a space? Maybe it's not in Canada yet. Maybe it's not in Canada. Profile, X Pro, Connect doesn't work. Settings, professional, creator studio. I don't see the option on my interface, but sometimes they're late to push it onto Canada. Go away, says Chicago social studies teacher, 41, who threatened to shoot Baron Trump, 17, at any opportunity I get, is accused of stalking the teenager at his Florida high school. Wow, that is scary, man. They are really going after people around Trump. Joel Surrett says, what audio interface you rocking, JF? Me rocking the Focusrite 2.0 ins and out. 20 ins and out. It's a very complex system. I passed through a WA73 British microphone preamp, value $1,000, a Behringer Composer Pro XL, value $250, a Sonic Exciter, value $150, a SM7B microphone, value $500, a X1222 USB interface, value about $200 or $300, and a Cloudlifter CL1, value $120. And that gives me a sound that I'm satisfied with in terms of expander, compressor, sonic exciter, a very good preamp. I am truly happy with this WA73 preamp. It is the best addition I've done to my setup, and it's the latest one. I had to go buy it, you know, as an emergency because my other preamp blew. And I'm so happy that I've discovered that basically you should go for a solid state preamp. This whole idea that, oh yeah, it gives you a more classic sound, the traditional, glass electricity based preamp, kind of analog version, it's just not worth it. This gives much more stability of performance, and it won't just blow up like physically, because the other preamps, you have to put a piece of glass that is vacuum sealed. It contains vacuum, and literally your voice is passing through electrical signals in a vacuum tube, and that vacuum tube can only work for 6 months, and then you have to change it. And now I was changing it, and it wasn't working more, so there was something broken other than the vacuum tube. It's a headache, and all of this to have a lower quality generally than what a modern solid state like the WA73 can give you. So I will say, in terms of preamp, it may be a large expense to do a $1,000 for a piece, especially since you need other pieces, but it's totally worth it. I have the impression that this can last 20 years. The other, you could see the way it was made, it's going to break. It was like loose vacuum tube connection, and it's like, oh yeah, we're going to send the electricity right here, connected to the soldering right here. It was loose. You could see that if you drop this, it's going to break. Rudy Lacid says, I'll give you $50 for your setup. Shrig Mamel says, this makes me think that, you know, 2 days ago, I heard a car honking in the morning. And I was like, what the fuck? A car honking. And I didn't check outside the window. I will always hide from inside, and all of my windows are blocked. So it's like I really live deprived of sun. And so I didn't think any more about this. But eventually later in the day, I heard honking again in my driveway. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna check. There was a woman, and I come out of my home, and she points to my car, and she says, is that car for sale? What the fuck? I'm like, I'm in pajamas, and I'm like, no, that car is not for sale. Well, what the fuck are you saying? And she was like, okay, I was just wondering if it was for sale. And I said, no, it's not for sale. Apparently, I use my car so little because, you know, I work from home. I do my show from home, that people are passing in front of my house, and they're saying basically, this guy doesn't need two cars. She wanted to buy my old Hyundai Accent at 300,000 kilometers. I mean, thinking about it, maybe I should have sold it to her, but I like having two cars. I don't care if one of them is super old and lots of mileage on it. I'm keeping it as a safety, because if the other car breaks, I have this other option. I want to be all the time, you know, ready for emergency, ready for fleeing, ready for all sorts of things, the crazy stuff that happens in my life. But in the end, I use them very little. They're not doing any more mileage since I found happiness in the distant places of Canada. I need them once a week, maybe, to do groceries. yeah, well, where I am, it's good to have a backup, says Rudy Lacid. Definitely, because there's not going to be a bus option. There's not going to be anything. if your car is broken and you just have to spend 2 days at the mechanic, that's you not being able to move at all. Musk has slammed a black supremacist attorney general going after SpaceX for not hiring refugees. So we had seen that it was this attorney general yesterday that was going after SpaceX. And we learned that she has interesting theories about white people. She had published when she was young in the Harvard Crimson. And the letter is said to have no writer, but she signed her name also under it alongside the name of someone else. It's signed Kristen Clark and Victoria Kennedy, 97. So it's like she certainly endorsed the letter, unless she could be the writer of it, but certainly she endorsed it and signed it. So let's see what's interesting coming out of this letter. What are the... Okay, so it was a letter against the bell curve. In response to those who defend the bell curve, please use the following theories and observations to assist you in your search for truth regarding the genetic differences between blacks and white. 1. Dr. Richard King reveals that at the core of the human brain is the locus coeruleus, which is a structure that is black because it contains large amounts of neuromelanin, which is essential for its operation. Okay, but that is an area that has this melanin, whether you're in black people or white people. That is just a feature, a physical feature of that area of the brain. There's no relationship between point one and race. 2. Black infants sit, stand, crawl, and walk sooner than whites. Oh, so we have the beginning of a black supremacist argument here. The thing is, I don't think that walking or standing or sitting sooner is a sign of a development that will lead to a better result. In fact, when you consider across animal species, the species who start the most disabled end up the most able. You know, a species like human is extremely complex in adulthood, but they reach that complexity starting at a lower point of development. In other words, a baby human is more victimizable than a baby deer. The baby deer, the baby elephant, the baby horse, they come out of the vagina and they're already capable of walking upright. That is the sign of an environment that was tougher for babies. Yes, white people may develop slower, and that's probably an illustration of an environment that was more nurturing for their lives. That's probably a sign that they didn't have to walk that early to survive. I think it's a good thing. I'm proud that we have the evolutionary feature of that you would expect in a nurturing and caring environment. I mean, personally, but they make the opposite argument. They want to propose that it's superiority of black people showing here. 4. Some scientists have revealed that most whites are unable to produce melanin because their pineal glands are often calcification. Well, that's a misspelling. They are often calcified or non-functioning. Pineal calcification rates with Africans are 5 to 15%, Asians 15 to 25%, and Europeans 60 to 80%. This is the chemical basis for the cultural differences between blacks and whites. Whoa, 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 whoa. There is no evidence at all that this is the chemical basis for any difference between the races. Secondly, who's to say that having a calcified pineal gland is the wrong thing? You are assuming in your labeling of this as kind of a pathological state of white people, you're assuming that it's bad. What if it's good to have a pineal gland that is highly calcified? In fact, wouldn't it be illustrative that certainly the body has been exposed to enough calcium, to enough milk, enough things that contain a high level of calcium? It could be one of the explanations for the differences in calcification rate, that it's illustrative of a more nutritious environment that young white people live in. And even historically, we had cows making milk. The Africans didn't have much cows making milk, and many of them are in fact intolerant to milk. In any case, there is no, and this doesn't even make sense. A chemical basis for a cultural difference? If the difference is cultural, if the difference is chemical, either the chemical is the difference, or the chemical causes a difference that eventually is recorded culturally. But anyways, this is illogical, but also unproven as a theory. 5. Melanin endows blacks with greater mental, physical, and spiritual abilities, something which cannot be measured based on Eurocentric standard. This is a feature of conspiracy theories. They lay a theory to you. They lay out a theory for you. And then they tell you, you're never going to find evidence of the truth of my theory because you're looking at things through the wrong lens. You'll never know, but I'm right. It's like in Wakanda, this is all superior. It's just because you are looking at things from a European world and European standards that it's not superior. That is a good one. But we're talking about the woman who is suing Elon Musk just out of a desire to do legal persecution as a political lever. This is the woman who signed this letter right here. That's on her mind. The superiority of the black race, the superiority of the mental, physical, and spiritual abilities of the black race in Wakanda. It's just that you're missing it because your society needs to be fixed. And she's fixing it. She's trying to fix America so that the greater mental, physical, and spiritual abilities of black people can finally shine, and that the powerful people like Elon Musk can have their power reverted against them. Poor Elon Musk, fleeing black supremacism from South Africa, literally, and facing it again in America. Isn't that sad? You flee once, and your children will have to flee again. Man, that is blackpilling, because these people are now making it to attorney general status. Cenk Uygur comments on the mugshot of Donald Trump. Of course, he's basking and happy about it. This is literally a picture of you surrendering to authorities. And this is also you surrendering to Elon Musk, because Truth Social just became worthless since you're not using it exclusively anymore. It used to be worth billions. Yet another business Trump has totally botched. And that's in reference to Donald Trump writing on his Twitter post, Never surrender, DonaldJTrump.com. Okay, it's an attack on the technicality of, is it a surrendering? Is it surrendering to be respecting the law and saying there's a warrant for my arrest, I'm going to show up? Go away says, Truth Social was worth billions, laughing my ass off. I think that technically it was, but it wasn't Truth Social. It was the SPAC aiming for the acquisition of Truth Social, which, if I understand correctly, has not yet happened. This may turn out to be like a real flop. Something that went from billions to literally zero in very little time. But maybe that's what it will be. Maybe Trump will have to go on to X. Maybe Trump will have to go on to X if he wants to win the election, and perhaps that will bind Truth Social to a very dark future, a very insular, just in between the MAGA people who will I forgot to activate Entropy today. Oh, but now Entropy is not responding, so anyways, I'll still enable it because I like the Entropy people. It's just that I forgot today. All right. There we go. Entropy enabled for super chats. Big Tech Exodus says, for all these people who say race is fake or that it doesn't matter, I want to see them say this to blacks and see how they respond. Well, interestingly, Charlie Kirk is having some racial strategic thoughts today. He says, black men could win the 2024 election for Trump. We're going round and round with this. This has been going on for how many years? 20, 30 years? That the Republican Party, every fucking election, is saying, we're gonna target even more the black community. Because they're looking at the surveys. And it's like, oh, well, here's 17% of the population. And what we really need to win the presidency is maybe 2, 3, 4, 5% more than we got 4 years ago. And so if I can convince one black person out of, if I can convince three black person out of 17, then we win the presidency. Doesn't it make mathematical sense? The problem with this is that we've given black people free houses under George Bush. We've given them free cell phone and free healthcare under Obama. And now, what else do you want to give them? At no point have we succeeded at purchasing the black vote. So how much money have you got now? It's like, and Charlie Kirk, although, you know, you have to grant it to Charlie Kirk, we're not talking about money anymore. We're talking about the fact that will black men in America feel solidary to this? Because we've had certain testimonies in front of camera, in front of media today, where black people are saying, oh, you know, I understand this guy. I understand this guy because I know they've been doing this to us forever, you know, taking our pictures and dangling us in front of the public as criminals. Will there be a solidarity effect of Donald Trump being a gangster in prison? Will this be what's needed to win the black vote? That seems to be what Charlie Kirk is suggesting. I'll say it's out there. Given everything we've tried at a huge cost for America, maybe it's worth trying that one. Because it's zero cost, really. It's like Donald Trump will be persecuted no matter what. So you might as well try to make a case to the black community that they should vote Republican. But again and again, as we've tried to do this across the decades, black populations continue to vote Democrats at 90% and plus. Go Away says, JF, Trump had 6% more black vote in 2020 than 2016. Didn't matter because he lost more than that in white votes. Yeah, that is the problem. That is the problem at going with a campaign that is funneled to the black community. It's that, yes, you lose more. But the strategy of Charlie Kirk here is that merely from the fact that Trump has his mugshot on the internet, that this is going to give him some street creds and that this will lead to people voting for him. I mean, it's worth trying, since we're going to try no matter what.
Well, they took my mugshot. It's a big, beautiful mugshot. Look at it. I call it the Mona Lisa of mugshots. It's incredible. Look at that. It's like my phone calls. It's a perfect mugshot. So perfect and so beautiful. You know, many people say that they have a good side and a bad side. I only have one side. It's called my great side. They got my great side with this mugshot. It's a beautiful picture of a very handsome guy with wonderful hair. Such a beautiful mugshot that Hunter Biden may want to paint a picture of it and sell it for a lot of money to Russia, or China, or even Ukraine. You know about it. Such a perfect, beautiful, highly respected mugshot. The greatest mugshot in the history of the world, believe me.
That is a very good imitation. He doesn't just have the phrasings. He has the mannerism of Trump. That is quite interesting. Cremier has published an analysis of a new article that looks into genes causing intelligence differences. I'm going to give you the short of it, but Cremier has a super long post about it on Twitter. He's always been producing very good stuff, this guy, Cremier. Very good guy. The short summary of this is they used a complex mathematical model to look into the correlation, the causation studies based on the classical twin design. And can we extract from this whether it's the genes, whether it's the genes that are shared with the parents, whether it's the genes that are shared with the brothers and sisters, whether it's the environment that the brothers and sisters are into, because there's often this assumption that whatever is called the environment in twin studies will be some kind of parental / state contribution to the well-being of those children that will make them rise in IQ. And basically, the short story is it's genes. It's mostly genes, again, but with the subtlety that it seems that there is a larger effect than we previously expected, that the environmental part of intelligence determination would be accounted for by the environments that are shared between siblings rather than the parental child pair. And they would explain this like, as such, brothers and sisters who tend to be close in age would have been exposed to the similar environments. They would have been part of the same generation going through school, or they would have similar treatment in homeschooling environments. And as such, that would explain the resemblance that they have detected, a resemblance between siblings. That would explain some of the environmental IQ effect. But we're talking about small effects, and the large conclusion of this story is still the same. Genes are massively at play in determining intelligence. That's the takeaway message. They're angry because the whole point of booking Trump was to humiliate him, which I'm surprised The Atlantic openly admits, and demoralize his supporters, but it's done the exact opposite. They have titled in The Atlantic, "He wants you to look at him." Trump's mugshot was supposed to be an exercise in humility. He turned it into a threat. It's The thing is, when you are persecuted and when violence and imprisonment is used against you unjustly by the state, you are well within your right to do a stern look. So for you to interpret this look as a threat rather than a form of resistance against a deeply unjust and unfair treatment shows the kind of tyrant that is inside of you, the Atlantic. Dan Bongino has a theory on what Trump should have done. He should have stayed in jail.
Folks, I don't think the Trump team should post the bond. I don't. This may sound like a crazy idea, but folks, we're living in crazy times. And crazy times require different, crazy, bold approaches. Fannie Willis wants to be a smart-ass tyrant, little socialist communist like she is, down in Fulton County, Georgia. Don't post. Don't post the bond. You know, jail him? Let's elect our first political prisoner.
So, it is a bold approach. I think it has value. It might have value to make yourself a martyr, but at the same time, everyone would know that Trump has the means to pay the bond. So everyone would know that this is Trump intentionally martyrizing himself. But it's kind of interesting. I think that Trump in jail might very well win the election. So you go to jail and you accept that, you're going to be in jail anyway. You're going to be in the jail of running an electoral campaign while everyone is attacking you. So in a way, the protection of the jail environment for Trump might be a very pleasant thing. You know, you have stable meals. I'm sure that Trump could pay the prison to get maybe slightly higher class treatment. And you would be basically, yeah, this is 1 year of my life I have to sacrifice to become the president again. But if I stay out, then I still have to sacrifice a year to be president again. Not a bad strategy, but I don't think it fits well with Trump. Trump is not a man who fits well in jail. This day, Anthony Hoover and Joseph Rosenbaum were murdered by Kyle Rittenhouse using an AR-15 assault rifle, and he walked free, fact-checked by the community notes. Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty of any murder or any other charge. Of course, Kyle Rittenhouse acted in self-defense. One of the all-time favorite studies here of this guy, the more bacon they fed rats, the less colon cancer they got. A 60% bacon diet offered the most protection against induced colon cancer. Well, I am reassured to hear this. 60% bacon diet sounds like the world I would want. It sounds like I've been trending toward this all my life. I've been waiting for the scientific evidence. Now I see it. I see nothing. Nothing is an obstacle to me converting my diet to 60% bacon. What else do we have? Celebration in the leftist media. Celebration in the leftist media of the Trump mugshot.
Have you seen Donald Trump's mugshot yet? Mr. President, are you worried at all about that?
I did see it on television.
What'd you think?
Handsome guy.
I did see it on television, handsome guy. It's not very honorable behavior to be laughing at the fact that your political opponent is getting persecuted. I'm seeing on my security camera there's a skunk. There is a skunk hanging around my house. I mean, I'm not going to chase it or anything. It's just a skunk. Very nice. A little skunk with a line of white over her body. I'm not going to do anything about it. It's a skunk. She has the right to live. No, I'm not going to show you because I don't show my security cameras. But All the show as the show goes, I always have my eyes on security cameras, making sure that no one is coming close to my property, making sure there's no police cars, you know, coming up with lights and trying to SWAT me or whatever. I always keep an eye, and so that I would be able to react and defend if anything was to happen. For years, I've been talking to you guys with my monitor, my security monitor here, with multiple takes on the surrounding of my house, the inside of my house, my fields, and the streets that lead to my house. It is very comforting to have this level of security and to know that everything is correct, everything is fine. It allows me to do a much more relaxed show. Because when you do controversial stuff like I've done in my life, you live with a constant fear that they're gonna get, that Trudeau's government gonna come for you, you know, that, okay, I see them enact laws about hate speech and you can't say this and you can't say that. And I can see that they're tightening and that they're more and more aiming for maybe something I would have wanted to say, but I can't anymore. As these communists take power and more and more of free speech, it's good to have a video confirmation at the instant moment, at all time, every second, that, okay, if the government does come for you, it's not exactly now. Ragnar says the skunk adds to the security. Yes. Perhaps that it is a security strategy, because, you know, I don't combat animals. I see all these pest services, you know, we will eliminate the pest around your house. And I'm like, no, I'm not interested at eliminating skunks. I'm not worried about it. What brand, if I want a security system? I really like the Reolink basic security camera. It has those night vision. It automatically activates. It connects with your router, so it records constantly all day on your router. So the basic circular Reolink camera, it's like a tube, a cylinder. I have nothing bad to say about them. I tried four of them initially, and eventually I bought more and more because I was like, oh, let's get more angles. Absolutely, Reolink, totally satisfied. It's just a network cable because I don't like Wi-Fi. Although they do have the ability to do Wi-Fi, if their network cable cuts, they switch to Wi-Fi mode. But personally, I'm a big believer of wired stuff. So Reolink connected to a router. If you don't have enough inlets on your router, because eventually I reached the limit, I bought a TP-Link switch, which multiplies the network links by 8, 10, something like this. And now you can get 10 more cameras for each of those. And they're worth like 20 or 30 bucks, these switch. The TP-Link switch is totally recommended. The Reolink cameras are 130 each Canadian, and they have night vision. So when night comes, they send little rays, infrared rays, and you can totally see animals with them. You can totally see everything that happens. Shrigmail says, do you think the Conservative Party in Canada will ever gain power again? And if so, will they give back gun rights and freedom of speech? The Conservative Party has taken power before. I don't think that there's a strong will, political will, to give back gun rights. I don't think we've ever had solid gun rights in Canada. We have rights for guns, but they are extremely limited, and they've been limited for a long time. So I don't think it would be a current political question. Free speech might come from an alternative party, but probably not the Conservative Party. They might be tempted at restoring some of it, but I don't have much hope in the Conservative Party. I would have much more hope in Maxime Bernier's PPC. If they took power, they would restore some degree of free speech. But no, in general, the political situation in Canada is totally dark. Go Away says, I watch JF's house from satellite every time he streams. Two sets of eyes are better than one. Gotta keep the big man safe. Okay, I have some angels covering me. And as a last news item before we close the show, Kremlin rejects absolute lie that Putin ordered killing of Wagner's Prigozhin. So yesterday, Putin had said that, oh, Prigozhin is dead, you know. He was a talented man, but he made mistakes. And I took that personally as a sign that Putin had ordered his killing, but the Kremlin is totally rejecting this. They're saying, no, no, no. We are currently investigating what happened with the jet crashing. And they say we have ordered lots of inquiries around DNA. So they are doing DNA tests on a crashed jet. What is DNA going to tell you? I mean, I'm all for it in terms of just assessing for sure that the bodies are who we believe they are. But it's like the DNA analysis is not going to give you an answer as to what happened. You want, unless you find the DNA of a terrorist, maybe like if a terrorist came with a bomb and it was attached to his belly and he blew his DNA all over the place, and then you're like, oh, that's the DNA of a terrorist, of a known terrorist. But the DNA analysis is not going to give us any insight into whether Putin ordered this or not. It does seem like the jet was hit by some kind of, a missile, rocket, or anti-air defense of some sort. So it's on the ground that we need to investigate. Where did it come from? Saturn Shines talks about hearings. I don't know what those are. That is it for tonight, boys. I'm going to rest. The weekend is starting. I think it's going to be a relatively relaxed weekend. I've had some crazy hours in the last few months. I've been working 7 days a week, lots of contracts, lots of demand for my works and talents. Despite the fact that I'm a public speaker, sometimes companies hire me and I have to think a lot. And I've been thinking a lot in the last months, but in a way that is so rewarding, because there are some things that I love doing still, and mathematics is one of those. And if I can get paid to do mathematics, I'm absolutely charmed by the idea. And now I finally, after a month of very hard work and overtime, I'm getting 2 days where I can just rest. Saturn Shine says, losing audio. Oh yeah, maybe my mic was moving. Sorry. Good night, and I will see you all tomorrow. Oh boy, Shrink My Mail has just sent me a picture of the girl who wants him back. Go for it! Go for it, Shrek Mamel! Do it for all of us who can't!